Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Saturday afternoon can't get here fast enough because it can't be over with fast enough for the 2024-2025 Cleveland Browns. I'm Danny Cunningham. He's Daryl Ryder filling in for the guys right here on 92.3 The Fan. And now we go on out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to bring in Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, how excited are you for Saturday at about 7:45 when this is all finally over?
Well, it will be nice to close the books on this very, very disappointing season, but in many cases, our work just begins at that time. So for us, for those who cover the team, it's certainly not over. We come home, we have getaway day, then we'll have press conferences, and then we roll right into trying to figure out who the Browns are going to have playing quarterback for them next season. So this is going to be a very labor-intensive offseason, but it will be nice to kind of close the books on this season.
So we don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for them next season. We don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for them on Saturday even. Does Bailey Zappe deserve the honor of being the 40th starting quarterback for the Browns since the team returned in 99?
You know, I would go ahead and do that. I think it's time to see what he can do. But they spoke very highly, Ken Dorsey spoke very highly of Dorian Thompson-Robinson yesterday and how they want to continue to develop him. And just in the little bit of time that we were there in practice, it looked like there is a chance that maybe he could get the nod again with Bailey Zappe coming in relief. So it's hard to say exactly what they're going to do. But if it were me, I would go ahead and give Bailey the start just for something fresh and different.
Who gave the best pitch to start yesterday, Mary Kay? Bailey Zappe or DTR?
Well, I thought Bailey was very, very upbeat and excited about his opportunity. And when we talked to DTR, he still seemed, I don't know what word I would use to describe it, but he still seemed a little down about his first two starts in each of the last two games when he's turned the ball over twice. So I would say that Bailey maybe may have made a stronger case from a demeanor standpoint just at the mic stand, but that's certainly not the criteria for starting a quarterback.
All eyes with this team, aside from the quarterback aspect of it, are always going to be on Myles Garrett. He's had a really impressive season. I don't think he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year again, but he has been obviously the best player that the Browns have, maybe the best player they've had since returning to action. But he made comments a few weeks ago about what his future might look like. What do you think the pitch to Myles should be this offseason, Mary Kay?
Well, I don't think they're necessarily going to feel compelled to, you know, make a pitch specifically to him. I think in their exit interviews, they will talk to him in the same way that they talk to many of the players about some of the things that are going to happen in the offseason and why things, the outlook should look bright for 2025 and why they hope to win and contend in 2025. I don't think they're overly concerned with placating or mollifying or whatever Myles Garrett just to make sure that he wants to stay, although he has earned that status to be able to do that. I think they're just going to conduct business as usual, really, in terms of explaining and showing what the plan is. And I think the plan is to find a quarterback who can go out there and maybe not turn the ball over a million times and play some winning football to complement what I think would have been a much better defense had they not been second in the NFL in giveaways this season.
So the quarterback is obviously the biggest question about this offseason. It's the biggest question about the future of this franchise. What's your best guess as of right now? I'm not holding you to this, but as of 8:24 on January 2nd, what's your best guess as to what the quarterback room is for the Browns next year?
Yeah, that's really hard to say. I mean, with the number three pick or above, I think they're going to have to look really, really long and hard at a quarterback with that top pick. I don't think there's any secret about that. I think that's going to be what they have to do. You don't hope to be picking that high next year or the year after that. So I think you have to very, very strongly consider one of these quarterbacks coming out in the draft, even though at this moment it's not supposed to be the strongest quarterback class that we've ever seen come through these parts. So I think they're going to have to do that, but they'll look elsewhere too. You have to consider, do you want to think about bringing Jameis Winston back? Do you want to trade for a veteran? Do you want to find a bridge quarterback that's going to be coming available? Maybe make a pitch for a Sam Darnold. So they do have a lot of options.
Joel Bitonio also has a decision to make this offseason, Mary Kay, about whether or not he wants to come back for a 12th year. He's obviously seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, mostly bad, mostly ugly. I asked him about how honest he plans to be with the organization about the state of affairs, and you know, he said that it's always like that. My question to you is, how honest do you think this organization is willing to be with itself about the state of affairs? Because last year, they, you know, coming off 11-5, they basically ran it back. Added Jerry Jeudy, ran it back. So how honest do you think now when they look in the mirror, they look at this team, will they be in realizing that some changes are going to have to be made?
I think they understand that they have to do the number one thing, and that is to upgrade their quarterback position. We know that they understand that. And if they can get that right, I maintain that and just a couple of other pieces should be able to get them back on track. Even if you had plugged in a good winning quarterback this season, they probably would have kept things very, very interesting all the way until the end. So they understand that. And I think if you just utter that to Joel Bitonio and Myles Garrett, I think that will go a long way towards those two guys realizing that they could be onto something here next year. Now, yesterday when we talked to Joel, that sounded a lot to me like a guy very seriously considering retirement. But once again, his body aches. He's in the midst of a 3-13 season right now, probably about to be 3-14 season, and that is not the time to be making huge life decisions. He's got a year left on the contract. Maybe when things settle down a little bit and he feels a little bit better, he will change his mind. But yesterday, he sounded to me like he were almost leaning towards retiring.
How many changes are you expecting? You know, we've heard that Kevin's safe, Andrew's safe, but what type of changes do you think could happen from a staff perspective?
There are always changes amongst the assistants. Some of them get coordinator jobs elsewhere. Some of them, their contracts are up or whatever. So I do think that there will be some changes in the assistant coaching staff. Not sure how many. Maybe Mike Vrabel will want to take a few people with him when he gets a head coaching job, and I think he will. You can't take someone unless you're making them a coordinator, so it's not like he's going to be taking Jim Schwartz, and it wouldn't be easy for him to take Bubba if he wanted to take Bubba Ventrone unless the Browns were willing to part with him. So he might be looking at a few other guys on the staff. He'll be respectful, though. You know, Kevin and Andrew brought him in here. He's not going to raid their staff. But by the same token, there might be a couple of guys that he wants to take with him. And then there were issues on the offensive line. So I think that's an area that they're really going to have to look at. Mike was really helping out a lot with the offensive line. And it was a challenging, challenging year without Bill Callahan. So I think that's another area to look to for some possible changes.
Is there anything that you think that the Browns learned from Mike Vrabel, having him in the building for nearly the full season?
Oh, I think they learned a lot. I think the players learned a lot about toughness and work ethic and practicing hurt and all of those kinds of things and playing hurt. He just brought some of that Patriots culture with him. And I think that was important because this is a football team that tries to make sure that their guys are healthy, gives them some rest, doesn't necessarily work them the way we've seen other teams work in the past. And I think he brought a little bit of a different vibe. And I think there were some other coaches that may have appreciated how he did things or wanted to do things. And I think in his next job that he will probably run some tougher camps and practices than what he saw here. But there are many different ways to go about it. The Browns made the playoffs twice with that philosophy, and Kevin Stefanski earned Coach of the Year twice with that kind of, you know, softer philosophy in practices. And so there are many ways to go about it, but I just think he has a different vibe.
Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer with us now in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You mentioned the quarterback being the biggest question of the offseason, and with the Browns having a potential top three pick. I do think it's safe to assume they're probably going to lose on Saturday against the Ravens, locking that in, but drafting a quarterback could be on the table. Why should Browns fans trust that Andrew Berry is going to get this quarterback selection, whether it is the draft, whether it is a bridge guy, but why should they trust he's going to get this one right?
Well, he's never really had a chance to show who he would draft himself as a quarterback in this regime with such a high pick. Now, you know, we know that they've taken DTR, you know, in the fifth round. That, you know, you can't really say that that counts in terms of how it might inform what he's going to do with a top three pick. But I've said this many times on my podcast, on our podcast and different things, that I do think they should bring in a few consultants to help look at the situation. It's a very difficult decision to make. Even John Dorsey, when he had the number one overall pick in 2018, went with Baker Mayfield over Josh Allen and, you know, over even over Lamar Jackson, although nobody knew what Lamar Jackson really was going to be at that point. But it's a tough decision to make, and I think you can trust these guys to make it, but I would also get another pair of eyes on it.
I hope they don't spend another $100,000 on a quarterback study they're not going to listen to, Mary Kay.
Well, you know, you never know. I would think that they're going to marshal and use all of their resources to try to get it right. But I think that there are good consultants out there that you can talk to. Now, they did consult with, in the Baker year, Scott McLuhan helped John Dorsey make that pick. And really was all about Baker Mayfield. So they did do that, and that there is a precedent for them bringing in a consultant or consulting with someone about the quarterback decision. So even then, it's difficult to get it right. But I do think that they should use whatever resources they possibly can.
Well, they also did it in 2014, and they drafted Johnny Manziel. I'm not gonna lie to you. I am really struggling with whether or not they're capable of actually getting this right. We're on QB40 now. We're
right.
The suspense is killing me. Who QB40 is gonna be? And I feel bad, but I have zero faith that this organization is remotely capable of getting the quarterback thing right, and that is like the most critical piece to any puzzle, as you were just talking about.
Well, that was a different regime back then. That was a new general manager in Ray Farmer. He was overmatched in his job at that point, I believe, and you had a lot of influence from ownership and other people at that time during that year. That's when they were drafting the Justin Gilberts and the Johnny Manziels, and it just obviously didn't go well at all. So this is a different, much more professional, experienced regime, and I have a lot more faith in them to get it right, I think, than you do.
Do you think, Mary Kay, that Nick Chubb will play again for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I certainly think they will bring him back and hope that he is stronger next year than he was this year. It was a difficult thing to come off of that devastating knee injury. And he made progress each week, and you saw his average increase over the last few weeks. And he'll have even more time to rest the knee as he rehabs from his current injury. And so, yeah, I think he'll have a chance to come back and show what he can do.
You got dinner reservations at Federal Hill set for Saturday?
We do have a place in mind to go on Saturday night. So definitely not Saturday night, actually. Friday night.
Yeah,
so,
they play Saturday, Daryl. Come on. You cover the team.
I know.
You got to know when the game is.
It's been a long year.
It has been a long year.
Can't end soon enough.
Plans for Friday night, for sure.
Well, yeah. Mary Kay, enjoy Baltimore. Enjoy the final chapter in this version of the Cleveland Browns. I'm sure it's been an incredible journey to chronicle.
It really has, and it's not over yet.
It's not over yet, but mercifully it will come to end this weekend. Thank you so much for the time.
Sure. Take care.
There she is, Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com, appearing on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.